Secret Service opens fire when three D.C. attackers try to break into SUV of Biden's granddaughter. By Wendell Hasebo on November 13, 2023. The Secret Service on Sunday opened fire on three individuals in Washington, D.C., trying to break into the SUV of President Joe Biden's granddaughter, Naomi Biden, law enforcement said Monday. A shocking incident that suggests even the president's family is not immune from soaring crime in the district's bewildered justice system. At least 760 carjackings occurred in the first 10 months of 2023, police data show. 65% of those arrested for carjacking are juveniles. U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves, who is responsible for prosecuting those D.C. police arrests, prosecuted only 56% of those arrested in 2023. Watch, Mar-a-Lago, Biden spent 50 years in D.C. figuring out how to enrich his family. The incident occurred Sunday night in the swanky neighborhood of Georgetown. The Secret Service agents, entrusted with Naomi's protection, saw the attackers trying to break the parked SUV's window, law enforcement said. The Associated Press described the latest episode in D.C. crime. One of the agents opened fire, but no one was struck by the gunfire, the Secret Service said in a statement. The three people were seen fleeing in a red car, and the Secret Service said it put out a regional bulletin to Metropolitan Police to be on the lookout for it. The official could not discuss details of the investigation publicly and spoke to the AP on Monday on the condition of anonymity. The terrifying occurrence is the latest instance of rising crime in the nation's capital. Many residents cannot walk their dog, enjoy a local park, or pick up groceries without fear of being stabbed, robbed, or gunned down in the district, a 68 square miles area that local residents described as a war zone to Breitbart News in October. Watch, Rep. Queller on DC carjacking, young punks with guns stole my car, phone and sushi. Crime soared in 2022 after Graves refused to prosecute 67% of those arrested. In turn, 222 criminal homicides occurred in 2023, a 35% increase from the same period in 2022, according to police statistics. The district eclipsed 200 killings on August 12, the earliest point since the late 1990s. D.C. currently ranks 173 in safety on a list of 182 American cities, dropping from 168 last year, according to a study released in October by Wallet Hub. Nominated to the position by Joe Biden and confirmed by the Senate in 2021, Graves is Joe Biden's hand-picked Yale Law graduate to serve as both the local and the federal prosecutor for the nation's capital. He is in charge of prosecuting crimes from misdemeanor drug possession to murders. Watch, Dem Rep. Phillips, I voted for Biden's policies, but we have inflation and border crises, and crime in cities and chaos. Whether or not Biden appointed Graves is responsible for the district's soaring crime, former President Donald Trump vowed to restore law and order to D.C. if re-elected. Sharing an exclusive Breitbart News report in October titled D.C. Residents Fear Crime Surge Turning Area into U.S. War Zone, the former president called the town run by Democrats a dirty, crime-ridden death trap, pledging reforms to be a part of his re-election platform. Washington, D.C., has become a dirty, crime-ridden death trap that must be taken over and properly run by the federal government, Trump posted on Truth Social. It is, and will be, part of my election platform. We will clean it, renovate and rebuild it, and, most importantly, make it safe. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.